Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel expands yesterday's meditation on Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Here, the Lord blends two images. He says that He is the Shepherd that goes through the gate, and at the same time that He is the gate. In saying this, He's pointing out that as the Shepherd, He is the one who personally guides us on our journey. And then as the gate, He is also the standard or pattern that we need to conform to in our process of ongoing conversion. Then what about that other phrase, that He is the one who enters through the gate, not climbing over elsewhere? That can be read this way. Jesus is the one that enters through the gate because He is respectful of our freedom. He does not manipulate people. He doesn't enter the soul by any coercion or deceitful way. He wants people to believe in Him as a conscious and free decision. Then we read that the sheep recognize His voice. You recognize a certain voice when you've already heard it before. In the case of God's voice, it's the voice of the one who created us. It's a voice that is stamped in our being because of our origins. So in the case of this voice, we can recognize it even the first time we hear it. It resonates with that image that we were created with. Then Jesus says, "I am the gate. You need to go through me." This phrase can be understood in different ways. One would be that all the shepherds that are sent to guide others in the faith need to walk through the gate that is Christ. They need to be configured with the mind and heart of Christ, so that in guiding others they are not seeking any self-interest, but only what Christ wants. The other one is that everyone needs to go through the gate that is Christ, not just the shepherds. This is because only in Christ we find salvation. What Jesus prioritizes, what He values, what He loves, those are the keys to holy living. And only in Him, through His grace, do we find that. So in what ways has Jesus been the gate through which you have found access to your true self, to freedom, to a higher kind of love? How is Jesus calling you to conform your thoughts and desires with His, so that you may in turn guide others?